AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is defending the Justice Department's partial release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. He told NBC's Meet the Press yesterday that the department is reviewing documents and protecting victims. He rejected accusations that the administration is trying to hide information. Rapper Nicki Minaj yesterday made a surprise appearance at Turning Point USA's America Fest in Arizona. Nicki Minaj used her time on stage to praise President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance, calling them role models for young men. She was interviewed by Erica Kirk, the widow of Charlie Kirk, about her newly found support for Trump, someone she'd condemned in the past, and about her actions denouncing violence against Christians in Nigeria. In other news, a Russian general has been killed after an explosive device detonated underneath his car in Moscow. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Lieutenant General Fanil Savarov, head of the Operational Training Directorate of the Russian Armed Forces General Staff, died from injuries caused by a car explosion, a spokesperson for Russia's investigative committee says. Investigators say Ukraine could be behind the attack, the third such killing of a senior military officer in a year. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that President Vladimir Putin had been immediately informed about Savarov's killing. The defense ministry adds the senior soldier had previously fought in Chechnya and taken part in Moscow's military campaign in Moscow. Moscow also has blamed Ukraine for several bombings and other attacks in Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Coast Guard is pursuing another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean, according to a U.S. official. The U.S. has seized two tankers in 2 weeks. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. World shares were mixed and Japan's yen slipped after artificial intelligence stocks pushed higher on Wall Street. This holiday season could set a record for travel. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
AAA estimates 122 million Americans will travel between this past Saturday and New Year's Day. That's nearly 3 million more than the record set a year ago. AAA Travel Vice President Stacy Barber says people have a desire to travel, whether it's returning to their hometowns or going to new destinations. AAA expects about 110 million people to travel by car, with another 8 million taking domestic flights. The number of people taking flights would also set a record, despite domestic round-trip flights costing an average of 7% more this year than last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
One of the biggest challenges of earning a degree as a military veteran is transitioning your goals and experiences to your next phase in life. National University gets it. As a veteran-founded Yellow Ribbon School, they offer post-9/11 GI Bill acceptance, dedicated military support and advising services, and credit for your military experience. That's why 30% of their students are military affiliated. NU, education that serves those who served.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.